WFSC 902 and WFSC 793. Round point. Good night. No contact on WFSC 902. Detroit repeater's a mess. Yeah, what's going on with it? WRGX 218. That's got interference with it. Happens time to time, but it's pretty thick now. Yeah, I can hear it. Yesterday I got out on here and somebody told me I sounded like I was sitting next to a Cummins diesel engine idling. And I thought it was my radio and stuff, and then, you know, I made sure everything was everything. But now these things, you sound good through the repeater, but it sounds like you got a diesel engine idling. Roger that. Do you hear that when I'm talking also? Go ahead. I can hear it when you're talking, but your voice, it doesn't interfere with you at all. I mean, you're coming through, if that hydrogen engine wasn't in the background, you'd be clean, you'd be full quiet. It doesn't interfere with your modulation or anything at all. It sounds great to the receiver, but you can hear the noise. You know, it sounds a little bit like you're sitting next to an IV fridge right there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I got it on 50 watts trying to break through. It is what it is. I don't know. Maybe they need to reset it or something. We'll see what happens today with it. All right, have a good morning. WRZX218, and we're listening.
Yeah, okay, WRZX218. No, you don't have to crank the power up or anything. You're coming through really nice. You know, I'm trying to say that you're coming through really nice, but then just like in the background, you can hear the, you know, like it sounds like an engine.
Anyway, you have a good morning too, sir. WFLZ 793, I'm fine.
VV 690 mobile, listening. WRWW 601, are you listening?
Can you hear me very clearly?
Station calling for radio check. Yes, I do copy. You got a little hash in there with you, but other than that, you are understandable.
Thank you. Just checking on this new setup. Appreciate your help. Clear.
Hey, roger that. What's your location? I'm in Westland, Michigan.
I think we're 24 miles south of the repeater around Lapeer, Metamora. Lake Lapeer area.
Roger that. That's definitely, how can I say it? You are reaching it just with a little hash. I don't know if it's your power or your antenna, but right now you are reaching the downtown repeater.
Well, thank you for all that help. I assume it's a little sketchy because of the handheld, and it doesn't have a lot of power, and we're quite a ways from the repeater, so that's probably the reason. And inside a brick house, so that doesn't help either. Thank you so much for your help, and I'm glad it's working. Just figured out how to configure all this. Clear.
Roger that. WRVV 690 mobile. Clear and listening.
WSFX 505. Clear.
WSCI 392 mobile.
Station 218, WIEG 488, copy. Roger that. Yeah, I can hear you. Key up, and you hit the repeater, and then you get cut off right away. So, you checked your connections on your antenna lately? Over. Oh, but this one is solid. What does this one sound like? Oh, you're okay. You're okay. You're okay on 675 coming in Detroit to me. I don't know. I thought I heard a Mayville repeater trying to cut in, so maybe it's abandoned starting this morning. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Go ahead. I'm on a 625 repeater right now. I don't know. The weather probably too. It's not opening that band. A 600 band. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, 625 has been pretty noisy the last couple of days. River in the background. A lot of people are noticing it, but you can hear over pretty good, but some of them, if they're way out there, they struggle.
Yeah, how about now? Is now any better? I'm on 675.
Yeah, it's better, see. Yeah, you're stronger because you're closer to that one. But coming in through Detroit, to me, I hear that background noise just a little bit. And some others, if they're further away, it's worse on them, and it depends where they're at.
Yeah, that's interfering for that 625 repeater. It's always built like that. Roger.
Copy that. It seemed to be just a little bit worse, though, the last couple of days, I've noticed. I don't know. Something needs reset on it. I don't know. But I can tell, though. But yeah, I couldn't hear you on 600. You were hitting the repeater, that's about it. And then you cut right off.
No problem. So anyhow, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I'm gonna get on the road later this morning and head out to Tecumseh again. I'll give you a shout. I'm gonna get out that way and see if you can hear me.
Roger, no problem at all. I have the radio on all day. Not much too going on except that wind was blowing so hard yesterday, you couldn't stand it outside for 5 minutes.
I copy that. I did not go outside one time yesterday.
Oh, I had to do a couple of runaround, and I was cold. And I decided to come home, not do nothing. Roger?
Copy that. I got a little doctor's appointment at 10:30, and quick in and out, and I'm going to head out. So I'll give you a ring out there, and I'm on the road towards Milan out there to come to you, see if we can get back. Maybe the band will kick up. All right, Jack, I'll catch you later this afternoon. WRZX 218. You're going to be standing by after your final.
Hey, Randall. Good talking to you. You take care and you have a good day. We'll talk later anyhow. Anytime you want. WRZX 488.
WSCI 392 Mobile. WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. Station 392, copy. WSCI 783 to 392 Mobile, do you copy? WSCI 783, clear. WSCI 392 Mobile. WSCI 392, WSCI 783, what's going on? Oh, not too much, just stuck in traffic heading over from Costco. 3US, what's your location? You still got a copy on me? WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSCI 392 to station 783. Station 783 to 392, go ahead. Yeah, I just got through that wreck just south of the rest area. It looks like a semi went off 75 and rolled over. Well, that's never good. Where were you coming back from? From the Costco. Ching. Oh yeah, we needed a bunch of stuff. Oh, How's the new pet working out? Station 392, you still got a copy? Yeah, you were cutting out. I think it's because I was at the bottom of the hill by East Valley. I asked, how's the new pet working out? WSTI 392, copy. Yeah, copy. Must have lost you again there for a bit. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm just getting awful reception today. Well, must be something in the air. Got a lot of cloud cover. Maybe it's got something to do with it. I don't know. Well, I'm quite a ways out, I guess. Still on the freeway? Yeah, just about to get off. Yeah, you're sounding better. Yeah, I don't know why the... What would have happened with that semi-driver? It was, he's well off the road, like I said, and rolled over, and they had a couple of wreckers out there to flip him back over, and they were getting ready to pull him back up to the freeway. Maybe he just got tired, or maybe he was texting. You never know. Yep, but looks like it was not fun. How's the new pet working out? Sorry, did you say the cat? Yep. He is a Gulliver in training. Well, I sure do hope it ends up being that way. We had him in the bedroom with us last night, and he pulled up, tried him between my legs while we were watching the Lions game. I guess he's on his way. Yep, Lucy's good with him. Ruby's still quite the puppy, so... But they weren't, like, getting after each other, which was good. Yeah, that's good. Well, I guess I'll get your act tomorrow. This is WSTI 783. I'm clear after yours. Sounds good. WSTI 392. Clear. WSTI 783 to station 213. 213, you out there? WSTI 783, monitoring.
WSMS 401.
Anybody out there able to help with communication repeated? SBM 993 for a radio check.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, mobile monitoring.
WRCP 544-488, hello, Kurt.
WRPD 448, clear.
WRZP 544.
WRPV 448. Hello, Bob. Do you copy?
Good copy, Kurt. WRZP 544. Good afternoon, sir. Hopefully you and yours are well.
We are good. Today is new radio day at our house. Just now you heard me break in on a little handheld Bofang with a small GMRS antenna on it. I just wanted that for more portability. And I'm getting ready to unwrap a shortwave radio I picked up. Over.
Good copy. Yeah, that Bofang is doing its thing for you. Crystal clear, very little static in the background and no popcorn to speak of at all. So yeah, congratulations on the SW. good to hear, Roger.
Right now I'm on my base station. A minute ago before you called out to me, I did a couple little radio checks on the Bofang. I don't know how I came in then or not. I'm kind of in front of my TV up in my bedroom.
I definitely heard you out there. I was in the other room there from the living room and the radio. So it must be doing its thing for you for sure.
Oh, very good. I'm happy to hear that. How's the weather been treating you, Bob?
Colder than a well digger's ass in December for sure. 22 degrees. Let's see, what is it? 6 degrees with the wind chill. And we got a few bands of snow coming in. But again, we dodged the bullet. It's all south of us towards Gaylord and Grayling at the current moment.
That's what I've been hearing. I have yet to look at a map or a radar. I would think that where I'm at, we only got maybe three inches maybe, probably two. Not very much, luckily. Over.
That. Well, as you know, we're from between the bridge and I'm going to say, probably down to Grand Rapids and further and get them snow bands come in. But we dodged the bullet this time, not too far down the road to Cuenca Falls here. They got over 4 feet and I'm just a little over 2 feet here.
Four feet. Man, I couldn't even imagine. If I saw 4 feet of snow, I think I would have to go out and buy a snowmobile.
Roger that, my friend. I do a snowblower. I got a Mac Daddy snowblower, but I tell you what, I'm looking for a blade to put on the front of my side-by-side. My old bones ain't taking that cold no more like they used to.
So right now my wife is having to shovel the driveway because of my hernia. Luckily, in my whole vicinity, I've probably got the shortest driveway in the whole neighborhood. I'm guessing you can park maybe 3-4 cars end to end on it, and that's it.
Roger that. Mine's roughly probably 50 yards, but it's all blacktop. But, yeah, it's still a pain, let me tell you. And like I said, my old bones here can't take the cold like they used to. But all in all, we're well here and things go well.
Well, very good. I'm going to probably cut out here and keep opening my radio stuff. I will be monitoring intermittently all night again. So things are well here. WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. I will be clear and monitoring on your final and probably touch base later on tonight.
We'll catch up later this evening. I'd like to hear all about your new equipment and how the ears on that thing are. So we'll do it again. Here's the internet. Give you a shout always. Be safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, as always, clear monitoring the frequency.
WFS 793. What's up?
My brother.
He's just sitting here chilling and messing around with a few things, man. Where you at?
Got to the house. So.
Yeah, roger that.
But when you're
keying up, you're hearing some hashing noise. So I don't know if you're hitting either hard enough or what it is. There's a lot of hashing in the background. Yeah, it's probably the way I'm sitting or something. Hey, give me 1 second. I'm going to pop the alarm on here and see if there's something inside of there.
Carrying a hash, though. Am I carrying a hash for mine?
chance it's actually washing you out. So, I don't know. Maybe you got to move over a little bit or something.
Yeah, something's going on. You faded out. You faded back quite a bit. I don't know. I'm still in the same position I always was. But there ain't much I can do about it if I'm not hitting it hard. I wish they'd clean up Detroit, so let's get back on that one. That was a good one there, Roger.
Sure, Roger that. The only thing I can think of, let's pick it up and see if we can hit that one, if we can clean it up. Roger that.
Yeah, which one?
Sterling Heights. Sterling Heights.
Hang on a second, I got a phone call. Whiskey Daniel Foxtrot Zulu 793 back on the site for a minute.
Alright, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 92, Santa Barbara.
WSEU 445, last two stations there, the last transmissions were coming through crystal clear.
Whiskey Sam Fox, I'm not sure. Appreciate that. We got these expensive radios, and when he was talking, I was getting a lot of hash off of him when he's talking. So I don't know if it's radios or what exactly it is.
You were getting just a little bit on the back end of your transmission, but you guys were coming through clear on air. When I first got on the radio, I couldn't understand either one of you.
Roger that. Yeah, we've been having problems with Detroit repeater. Sounds like we're standing next to a diesel motor, and then we kicked it up here at Mount Clemens repeater, and we're kind of getting the same thing, so... I don't know, if you're saying it's kind of clearing up, that's kind of a good thing. So we're just going to jump up to the Sterling Heights repeater and see if that's any cleaner, just so we can see in the case. So, appreciate the information, sir. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
You too, sir. I'm hitting you from the Sheboygan repeater up here in Gaylord. WSEU 445, clear.
Roger that, Sheboygan. Another guy in, Lansing. I lived up in Lansing for 25 years. We just moved back down here about 10 years ago. So I'm hoping to get with him shortly and when I get up there, see if I could use his repeater. But hey, appreciate the information, sir, and you have a wonderful day. Switch to Sam Foxtrot 902. Stand by.
WRZB 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
IUG, but it ain't.
Afternoon, Jack.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
All systems go. Got the driveway plowed, so can't complain. Roger.
Good, Bob. Good to hear from you. You take care. And I'm driving, so I don't know how my sounding out that way. Roger.
Have you, Lima Charlie here in Sheboygan County, Jack. Crystal clear and great modulation, so your radio's doing its thing. Over.
Roger, Bob, I'm over here at the Quinter and 18 Mile. Roger.
Hear that? Well, you travel safely, Jack. Yep. Your radio is doing exactly what she's designed to do, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, Roger.
All right, Bob. Good to hear from you. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG, 48.
WRZP, 544. We'll do it again, Jack. Clear and monitoring.
Good afternoon, Bob, 544. This is WRFX 966, Brian.
Afternoon, 966, Brian. I hope you and yours are well. Roger.
Yeah, we're suffering with the cold down here. We don't have much snow to go with it, but we're surviving, keeping warm. Roger.
Ryan, we've got the snow, but we're staying warm, Roger.
I like the snow because I could take the snow toys out and play in the snow. But other than that, we deal with what Mother Nature gives us. Anyway, just thought I'd jump in there and say hello. How you doing? I'll be clear on your final.
The pleasure's on this end. You be safe and do take care. We'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, clear and monitored.
Station 966, are you still out there?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
How you doing? You must have just got off of work, Roger.
Yes, sir. Stopping by the car wash on the way home to get all the salt off of it, but other than that, yep, on my way home.
Okay. You going to be out there tomorrow?
No, sir. I have to work Saturday and Sunday this weekend, so I will not make it this weekend.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. Go ahead. Take advantage of that anyhow. Roger.
We definitely have to, with Mama buying Christmas gifts and all, so the extra money's welcome.
All right, Brian, you take care. You have a good evening. We'll talk again. WIUG, waiting.
All right, Jack, have a good evening.
WSL 69793 monitoring. Frank, you still in there?
Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. Yeah, babe, I'm clear. Sound so much, you sound clear as a bell right now. I don't know. I got him and said that he was up to Sheboygan, that he sounded good. He says, I'm dragging a little hat here in the back end. But I don't know, maybe it cleared up. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I forgot I had a coffee in the Keurig waiting for me. I had to get up and go get it. Yeah, I heard the guy from Sheboygan talking. He was coming in great, too. I heard what he said and everything as I was heading out the door there, Roger.
I guess we got to invest in some better antennas. That's bad, I know for sure. So, we'll start with that and then just move our way up.
Yeah, I think that should be the next move. Getting rid of these junk antennas, getting something decent on here. Are you moving around?
I was fireplace smoking a cigarette, so I could have been sitting as soon as I got to where I normally sit. I got two windows that are, I don't know, 8 feet away from me, but I should sound better now.
Yeah, you sound good now. You sound good. When we started talking just a minute ago, you coming in clean and little hash, but nothing get into a tussle over. And then it sounds like you're moving around. You start getting, like, you know, almost to where I can't understand you, and then it comes back clean. And that's why I was asking if you were walking or moving.
No, not really. Like I said, I think the next move's going to have to be start looking up on Amazon or something for them antennas that one guy was talking about. See if that's going to stop, and I'm going to break down and spend a couple pennies and go up an antenna and give me a base station. Don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah, get some base stations and get a couple kilowatts, and I bet you we had no problem hitting them repeaters then. No, I'm just kidding you. You know, this ain't HF. But yeah, that's the next plan of attack now on the to-do list is a decent antenna, a decent high-gain antenna there, Roger.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not looking to, I mean, I wouldn't mind throwing up an antenna and get a halfway decent, you know, something, but I'm not going all out with the 10,000 watts and all that again. That's what we did back in the CB days. That's 40 years ago. I'm kind of over all that. So I do miss Kipland, though.
Yeah, the 10,000 watt thing was a joke, you know. That's what I was referring to back to the CB days. Yeah, only thing I miss about CB days is shooting skiff and working on the radios and modifying them and, you know, doing what I did and all the nice stuff I had. But I don't miss the hash and the trash and the mash that it turned into there. But, yeah, it's, I think you're only, I'm not sure, but I think on GMRS, I think you're only limited to 50 watts anyway there, Roger.
Yeah, for sure. I think 50 watts is the maximum you do on the radio. I was talking like back in the TV days, you know, when I had my set up there and had it up about 50 feet, and I was probably talking
about 8,000 watches, though. I can't remember. But y'all popping a lot. I know I used to flood people's TVs out.
Roger that. Well, back then, you can knock off a neighbor's TV with a kiddie walkie-talkie, that the way they were made. If the TV had crappy filtering in it, a kiddie walkie-talkie next door, a little 10 milliwatt, 20 milliwatt, whatever them little 9-volt kids' walkie-talkies used to put out would mess the TV up. Today it's not actually, with everything digital today, it's nowhere near as bad. And you're still going to come over stuff, like I said, when I key down that 40-channel handheld, you can hear it through the computer speakers and everything. But, that was this is now, so just, it's pretty neat though, you know what I mean?
I still miss my Silver Eagle though. I wouldn't mind getting the base station and getting another one around. I did enjoy that.
Yeah, Whiskey Samuel Foxtrot Zulu 793. There. That's a funny thing, because yesterday, I don't know if I was looking on Facebook, if I was going through Facebook or something. They got that CB group on Facebook, and I'm a member of it. I don't remember joining it. Once in a while they post you scroll across a picture of an old base station or something, man, that I... Because I had a lot of radios back then, a lot of them. Presidents, Cobras, Brownings. I had to, and I'd look and I'd think, wow, man, I had that radio at one time. And then I got to thinking about the CD days again and stuff, and how different it is now. Even back then, though, you had channels were full of idiots, but, today you got one channel that's all full of idiots, and you got... Well, minus 6 and 11, which is the Super Bowl channels, but that takes down to, 36 or 37 empty channels there, Roger?
Well, I don't know, And this is kind of nice to get the repeaters, we'll figure it all out. We're just now back in the game, so... going to take a minute. We don't have the best of equipment, so we'll just work with what we got and kind of build off of that. I am thinking about throwing up an antenna and putting a little base station in here. So.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Marketplace. And, I was looking at, just not to buy any, I just wanted to see what one of these GMRS base stations looked like. I could have got on Google and did that too, but I just happened to be, how I like to zip around Marketplace and look at the shortwave radios and stuff, see what shortwave radios are available. I got enough shortwave radios, man, I definitely don't need no more, but I like looking at who's selling what and what they're selling for. But, and I typed in GMRS base stations. I went looking. It's all right, They're a little up there, but, that's what it is.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. What do you consider up there? If I can get into it for, I don't know. I really don't want to go too expensive, I don't know, we got to, I'm just now getting back into it, and I'm not going to go full bore like I did back in the day, you know, so.
WSFZ 793. No, that's another thing, too, I was going to say. You know, back then was back then. Yeah, you know, you get a base station or something, it'd be kind of dumb to, I don't know, but it'd be kind of stupid to get one with all the bells and the whistles and this and that and everything, and then you get it all hooked up and it's like, and then what the hell did I buy all this stuff for, you know, this radio with all this stuff around it, I don't even use half of it. You know, just you're going to get a base station, man, you know, well, it's in my opinion, in my way. I keep it basic for the time being and just, you know, volume and swelch and a channel changer and maybe, well, I don't even know if some things have noise blankers on them or anything, but, you know, I can't remember. There's a couple hundred bucks here and there for one somewhere around there. There, Roger.
That's for sure. I mean, you know, a couple pennies, that ain't nothing, you know. I don't see an issue with that. Like I say, I know I can get up on the roof and throw up an antenna, and it's only, you know, a couple hundred bucks. I mean, that ain't no big deal. But like I say, I think we'll just take it slow. Let's start off with getting some better batteries, and I've been noticing, well, on this one right here, I'm not tagging out. It looks like I'm probably 3 watts. Compared to some of my other ones, it kicks it up to like 5 watts. It chews up the battery real quick. So I'm thinking, you know, I know these are inexpensive, but I mean, they're working. So better antenna and a better battery, and we'll just kind of go from there. And then, you know, maybe this upcoming spring, you know, I'll consider into stepping up into something.
Yeah, Roger. Even though I haven't really looked at any yet, in my head, I figure a base antenna for this for the band can't be no bigger than a foot, maybe 2 feet. You know, it ain't like 11 meter, it ain't like the CB antenna where, you know, 18 foot, and depending, you know, quarter, half, 5/8, or full weight. Then you got to deal with, you know, big antenna with the ground radio sticking out and trying to get the mast into the clamps fighting that big antenna hooked up on top of it. It ain't like that. I figure you just throw the antenna on the mast, lift it up, throw it in the clamps, and you're done there, right?
You could probably shed a little light on it all. Yeah, I've been listening here. Good evening, third afternoon, whatever, guys. Sean here, WRUU 850. Anyhow, you're probably not going to find a base, per se, for this band. I'm not saying they don't make them, but I've never seen one. Bases in this service are usually cabinets that go in a closet, and then you remotely control them. It's a whole different thing. But base antennas, you certainly do. Usually a base is a mobile on a power supply, and then you have a base antenna, and that's a quote-unquote base. In the GMRS service, we call it control station, actually. But regardless, the idea is to get the power and the antenna outdoors and to a good antenna. So you'll probably have to get a mobile and a power supply. And then as far as the base antennas go, now you probably could find one that'd be about, you know, 6-8 inches, a quarter wave. But most of your antennas are going to be a gain antenna. Hold on a sec. Most of them are going to be gain antennas in this band, and they're going to be usually about 4, 5, 6 foot, probably about the mark, and up from there. You know, you want to get super high gain and all that stuff, you can get them, you know, 12 foot, 14 foot. But you're probably going to be looking at about a 6 foot antenna to start. And that'll offer some gain. That'll probably be, 60 dB of gain or something like that. Anywho, well worth it. You know, get a mobile, a power supply, and a stick antenna out on the chimney. It ain't all that much, and you know, make a world of difference in your performance. Anyhow, good afternoon. I'm going to pass it over to who gets in next. I'm sorry, whoever I jumped in the middle of. Sorry about that.
WSFZ 793 here. Now, John, good evening, good afternoon, good evening to you. Appreciate the info. I'm a little off ahead of myself here. First personal is Dave. I'm in Warren here. My friend out there, his name is Frank, and he's in Sterling Heights. I believe Sterling Heights. Anyway, we're newbies. I know a lot about HF and all that other stuff. I used to repair radios and I'm a shortwave nut, but now shortwave's kind of gone to the wayside with all of them going internet and stuff. You know, this the VHF UHF bit, I never really had that much experience repairing or even operating. That's why I took a guess at the size of the antenna, but yeah, that's some good information. Appreciate that, John. WSFZ 793, standing by.
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, by the way, yeah, you sound good, too. Full quieting. It sounds really good there, Roger.
I think you doubled with your buddy there. I'm real close to the Mount Clemens repeater. And I'm like you guys, I'm in Warren, so I'm probably real close to both of you. Somebody, you doubled with somebody. Let's let them get in here. We're hogging it up. Go ahead. That was a little rough. Try it again.
John, this is Brian, WRFX 966.
Ah, okay. Good evening, Brian. So, are you the... Okay, well, give me the rundown again so that I can get it straight in my old brain. So I'm Sean, but, and Dave, you're the guy that was in Warren, and then Sterling Heights is who? Or do I have that backwards?
What's the damn box right now, too? My name's Frank. Dave's in Warren. I'm in Township. And like I said, we all took the TVs back in the day. Some of them we shouldn't have got rid of and some of them we should have kept, but it's neither here nor there now. But all I really caught you were kind of breaking up was station and then an antenna. Again, I want to throw one up on the roof and eventually, like I said, get something to have a little bit more power and a little bit more clarity in the mod, so.
All right, Frank. Yeah, great. Okay, I think I got it straight now. Boy, you're close enough to Mount Clemens. You should be in pretty good. It sounds like you're on a HD with a rubber duck and you're moving around a little bit. But Clinton Township, you're right there by the Mount Clemens. So, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you get yourself even a modest outside antenna. Heck, you wouldn't even have to get a base, quote unquote, mobile. You'd probably just hook up outside antenna to your handy talkie and nail it pretty good. Anyhow, Dave, go ahead.
I swear one day I'm going to find that woman whose voice is there and I'm going to marry her. Hey, Sean, I wanted to ask, can you repeat your call letters one more time, please?
WRUU 850.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I thought of that too. Sometimes it pops in my head. It wasn't. And I think to myself, you know, you really don't even need to. Because you're right. You know, I know if you stick something on the roof, it wouldn't matter if you're running 3 watts through. You should be able to nail things, you know, because you're up in the air. And yeah, plug it into the handy talking and use the handheld through it. Yeah, like you said, I've thought about that too, that, you know, that possibility too. No need to go crazy, you know, spending all kinds of bucks and stuff on everything, you know, and when just a little bit will do you there, Roger.
Yeah, it's, you know, the antennas, you know, that's the best thing about, you know, a control station at home, is getting that antenna outside, getting a little gain. Like I said, you can get a pretty, you can get some antennas that are 3-4 foot. There ain't much to them. You can hold them up with just about anything, get some push-up mast or clamp them to a chimney or, you know. I mean, if you've dealt, like you were saying earlier, if you've dealt with a CB antenna, these antennas are nothing, you know. And, you know, even a 3-4 footer outside is going to help a lot. You do got to get the coax, and you got to get it in the house, of course. That doesn't change for any band or any service, but it makes a big difference. The thing you got to watch here is losses, because the at these frequencies, the coaxes are a little less forgiving. They give up some gain. Or they have lost, so you lose. But you know, the length you're likely to be running, it probably isn't going to be a problem. You know, if you're running, you know, 30 foot out the window and up the chimney, then it's really not that big a deal. Just stay away from like RG58. You want to go with like an RG8 or something like that. And but it do wonders for you. And those things pop up all the time. And in this service, there's lots of surplus gear, commercial gear out there. So you can even keep your eyes peeled for that. But the commercial antennas can get really tall. They can get up to 20s. So you know, but they do pop up. All right. Anyhow, guys, I heard you chatting. Just wanted to chime in. Welcome, and enjoy the system. It's last of the hot ones, I think, or it's going to be last of one of the hot ones. So ain't going anywhere soon, but enjoy it while you can. That's all I can say. I'm going to get busy with a few phone calls I got to make and continue my drive home. I'll be listening. I may chime back in. Let's see. Brian, go ahead, pick it up. Pass it back over to Dave, and I will be listening. WRUU850.
Yeah, Sean, I just wanted to say I'm not going to be there Saturday morning. But I got my ticket, and I had to pay my $35 to the FCC for my ham ticket, Roger.
Oh, did ya? Well, look at you go. Good for you.
Yeah, I took my test at Lance Cruz Swap Fest. But anyways, I turned it back over to, I believe it is, Frank, and I will see you guys the following Saturday, but I have to work this weekend. WRFX 966, standing by. Channel.
WRZP544, good afternoon, Sean. Gentlemen, I'll ring in. I run two tram antennas, the 1477, dual-band VHF, UHF, maybe 5 feet tall, small ground plane on the bottom of it, and I tell you what, I don't think you can go wrong. So that's my 2 cents worth. Gentlemen, I'm on the side, WRZP 544.
But I was wondering, either one of you guys or whatever, The coax for this band, is that 50 ohm or 75 ohm there? Go ahead.
You got it, Bob? Got it, Sean. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. I run 50 ohm, RUG58 off of a KG1000 plus on a power supply out in the radio shack. I'm currently in the house on an HD, but again, yeah, that tram antenna, I tell you what, now I do have a tower. She's probably at 35 feet, but then again, I'm a stone's throw from the tower here, so I'm blessed in that respect. So I hope that answers your question. We'll turn the channel back over to you, sir.
WSFZ 793. All right, good enough, man. Excellent. I'm learning as I'm going here. Like I, you know, tried to say, you know, for years, I've been experienced with HF and shortwave and stuff. I'm a shortwave radio junkie. I got a collection that probably blows your mind and stuff. I got communications receivers and stuff. I was always into that, man, since the 70s. Got started in CD in the 70s, and it went from there, you know, how it works. And this, but this stuff up here is new to me, and, so you can run, still run 50 ohm coax. I should have figured that when I heard you say RG58 there. But, all right, I'm going to sit back and monitor, let you gentlemen go ahead and Frank and everybody, if he's got any questions or whatever. I don't know who I turn it to, but I guess I'll turn it over to Frank if there's nobody, if it's that. But anyway, great information. Appreciate it. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Station 793.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is WIUG 48.
Yes, sir. Got a good copy on you there, Roger.
Roger. I'll tell you one thing. This gauge is not going to do it. It'll do it. I'm not saying it's not going to do it. But find you LMR. LMR 400 or 240. Those are the best coax. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm familiar. I'm vaguely familiar with LMR, but I'm gonna look it up. And LMR. All right, you got that. Thanks.
My name is Jack. Bob knows me. John knows me. Anyhow, if you need any more help, I will help you out as much as I can, as much as I know, with no problem at all. My name is Jack, and WIUG 48, copy?
Yes, I do copy, Jack. My first name is Dave. My friend out there that I talked to, his first name is Frank. I'm in Warren over here, and he's over in Sterling Heights, and like I said, you know, we're kind of newbies here, but we're trying to do it right, you know. But, yeah, appreciate it. I appreciate the offer, too, there, Roger.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, just let me know. I have a base station. I don't know if you ever heard me on the base station with the LMR 240. You know, the LMR is the best... That's the best coax if you're looking for the best, which is, you know, that's what I like to use. That's what I'm using on them. But on this mobile, I'm using, you know, whatever came in. I have a common 2x4 antenna. That does a good job, too.
Yeah, Roger that. Excuse me. Yeah, before we even got these handhelds and stuff, I had the frequencies and stuff programmed in my scanner. I've listened to you for quite a while before I got the handhelds there. You always sound good, sound clean, and your audio's great and everything. And yeah, I've listened to you for quite a while before today. There, Roger.
Roger back. On the base station I got, at the Harvest, that's called Harvest PC-200. That's my antenna. It's a fiberglass antenna, and it's only 10 feet high from the ground. That's number one. Then the coax I was telling you, the 240 LMR. If any, before LMR, any names, that's not that good, great, but the LMR by itself is safe. Right on the coax cable, LMR, 240, that's what I use. Because I have the 400, I couldn't use it, but it's not flexible. But maybe if you go on the DS engineer, they might do it for you if you like the 400. But they're a little bit expensive. I'm not saying it's cheap, Roger.
WSFZ 793. Yeah, Roger, you say you're running the LMR 240 coax?
The 240 coax, I talk to New York, I talk to Ohio almost every day, and about a month ago I was talking to the guy north of Cadillac, about 30 miles north of Cadillac. And I'm on that base station, like I said, Harvest PC-200. It's a quiet antenna. But I don't know if the Amazon's only $95, that antenna. And the coax is a little bit expensive, like I said, but it's a good quality. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, I wrote all that down. I'm going to look it all up here in a minute. See what's what. Like I said, I'm a newbie, me and Frank, and I probably got a million questions I want to ask and stuff, but I'm going to spread them out, spread them in, future conversations and stuff. That, like I said to Sean and everybody, I'm familiar with HF and shortwave and stuff. I was into the shortwave hobby, and I used to repair CDs and stuff, and other electronics too. But CDs is what got me into electronic repairs and everything. But I never had to deal with up here VHF, UHF, and so it's all kind of new to me. But all right, very good, Ben. I don't know if Frank wants to chime in there or somebody else. I'm gonna sit back for a minute there. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
All right, there's 793. And if you got a handheld, you might consider Nagoya 771G. Consider that is a good antenna for the handheld. If you got Ocean, that's a good antenna. And the Bullfink, I have about 6 or 7 of them. They all had 771G Nagoya. They're $20 from Amazon. And that's all I can tell you. But if you have 1,000 questions, I'll make it 1,001. I don't mind answering questions if I know it. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Affiliate link below.
Literally just going to say that WIL 464 checking in.
WRFX 966. I just had to chime in with that.
We do appreciate it, and I know one thing that I've been hearing from a lot of people is that the coax is more important than the antenna in a lot of regards. We do appreciate the information. I wrote all that down. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime. Take care. WIUG, waiting.
Was that a bat?
It is. I saw the bars flying on the radio, but I was on a conference call. I couldn't get it off, and then I went and got some diesel. I'm halfway between Flint and Birch Run on 75. So just checking in and saying howdy, howdy to all the guys. I haven't talked to you in a while, so hey.
Well, I'm going to jump back out of here real quick, but I just wanted to say hi, and I am here to take the lumps. I am here for you, so take away. Oh, geez, what a brutal weekend. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, it was interesting to say the least. So, everything happens for a reason, and I'm sure you guys will come out on top. You'll go win a natty and make it all better. But, wanted to chime in and say hi to everybody. And just for everybody else who doesn't know, if you are anything you want to know, so for me, GMRS is the gateway drug to ham. So it sounds like that seems to be the case for most people that I've talked to that are on here. So in a weird way, Sean, WRUU850, has been my Elmer of sorts, and the dude has got more knowledge than anybody. So you've come to the right place for questions. That's all I got to say.
But I will say one thing. If you're not interested in going that route, that's fine, too. So, all right, I'm almost good hearing you, Ben. I haven't heard you in a while. I just wanted to get that in there. Ever since we took our beat down from your guys, I figured I had to catch you out here and take my lumps. It's all fun. Anyhow, with that, Dave, I just want to say I'll be on here later tonight, you know, after I've settled in and all that stuff, and maybe we can swap horror stories about shortwave radios. I've got a small collection myself, and I do enjoy it as well. So that's always good fun. All right, I'm going to get out of here because I am in sight of my destination, and I got things I got to get accomplished here. WRUU850. I'm going to send it over to Frank and apologize to Frank because I called him Brian. I called him three things, and I want to remedy that by saying over to you, Frank. Take it away.
Yeah, this is Foxtrot 902. Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Like I say, all this information is great for us. Like I say, we're old-time TVers from the 70s, and, you know, we got hooked on these handheld portable, like Wu-Tangs or whatever they call these things, and, you know, we had to go through the whole thing of getting our licenses, and the next step was going to be the 2-meter, and then, you know, like you said, gateway to ham. So we'll see how far we go. Again, we'll figure it out as we go along. Thank you guys for all the information.
This is 464. How are you, Ben? This is 464. WIUG, waiting. Copy.
You both doubled up.
Yes, he's gone. WIUG, 48 clear.
I just wanted to say hi, Jack. And Jack is the knower of all antenna and GMRS handhelds. So when he tells you to go buy something, the affiliate link below, Joe's notwithstanding, the guy knows his stuff, so you've come to the right place. ROL 464, standing by.
BRZP. Yeah, roger that, 464. WFSG. WFSG, 793. Yeah, like I told Jack, even before we got these radios, I mean, for a long time, I have the GMRS frequencies and stuff programmed in my scanner, and I listen to it a lot. And so I've been listening to him before I even got the hand, got these handheld here. So, yeah, he knows. He sounds like he knows his stuff, you know. And everybody says he's helpful and everything like that. So, I'm hoping to learn a lot from these people out here a bit, you know, and try to be right on this thing. Everything else. All right, I'm gonna sit back on the side and monitor. I got a few things I got to take care of here, so I appreciate everything, gentlemen. I appreciate all the help and all the response and things like that. I don't know if I turn it over to Frank or who, but WSFZ 793 sitting back.
How you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, Whiskey Sam Fox, 902. Yeah, we do appreciate that. Like I say, if you guys are suggesting this antenna and that antenna, I know about the handheld. They're not that expensive, but it's better than buying one and having it be junk and somebody say, hey, this is better, and then have to buy 10 of them and find out which one works the best. But we do appreciate the information. Whiskey Sam Fox, Chuck.
Great again for a second.
WSFZ 793. I don't know if I can give the go ahead or not, but whoever broke, I guess go ahead.
10-4. Yeah, I want to welcome you guys to the network, but I want to show you what's the difference between a 50-watt mobile power supply and antennas on living room table by the window. And now I'm going to switch over to my handheld.
ROL 464, not sure who's trying to break in, but I heard some bits and pieces about UHF versus HF, and Sean will be the first one to tell you, but, you know, UHF, obviously, shorter antenna, and power is helpful. It doesn't have the carry, obviously, that HF does. It doesn't play off the ionosphere like HF does. So it's power and it's antenna, and to Jack's point, both antenna and cable. So my base station up at the farm is a Wookson KG1000G GMRS hooked up to a power supply. And then I've got I think it's the same antenna Jack was just talking about, but I got up on the roof of the barn, and I can hit guys all over the place. The main thing here, though, is to understand how the network works and how the repeaters are connected. So, like, right now, I live in Rochester, but I'm talking to you on the Saginaw repeater because I'm driving up north right now. Over.
WSFZ 793. Yeah, I understand. I got a little confused the one day there a while back because somebody was on the Detroit repeater and I went up to Mount Clemens and the same guy is on the Mount, I think it was IOG too, IUG. But I was like, wait a minute. And then I went down to some GMRS frequency and he was talking on that one too, you know, the conversation was going. But yeah, that's still a little bit of, I got to try to sort out. Yeah, I know HF and everything depends on the ionosphere and you know, and stuff like that. And I also know that, you know, you take a 4-watt radio on HF and you drop 100 watts, you only get about maybe half an S unit or something. I got to go see what these dogs are barking about. Anyway, yeah, I'm familiar with all that. WSFZ 793, I'll be back.
Good deal. WROL 464, standing by.
WRFK 359, hey, Jack Yelder. No response. WRFK 359 will be on side monitoring.
WSFC 793 monitoring.
Hey, 793, my name is Ben, WROL 464. Just wanted to introduce myself. We were just chatting a second ago.
I'm sorry, I was distracted there for a second. Could you repeat that, please?
No worries. My name is Ben, WROL 464. Just wanted to formally introduce myself and say hi. I didn't catch your name. I think it was Brian. I apologize. You guys were on, and I was on a conference call, and I was kind of paying half attention. So just wanted to make it official.
All right. Yeah, you got Dave over here. WSFZ 793, the first personal Dave. Things are going so fast here, it's like, I got people calling me on the phone, I got people coming in and out trying to concentrate on the radio and things like that. But yeah, nice to meet you, and appreciate the key down there. My friend Frank, WSFT 902. That's my friend Frank out in Sterling Heights. We both decided to try to get into this together, and you know how it rolls there, Roger.
Oh, I know. It starts off slow, then all of a sudden it starts to snowball. So it's a lot of fun. The biggest thing for somebody that's new to GMRS, at least for me, and I can just speak from my experience, I think I've had my GMRS ticket for about 3 years now. Was to understand the nature of repeaters and how they work. Like this network, so I live in Rochester. In fact, Jack and I live probably just a few miles away from each other. So my home repeater that I'm on normally is the Mount Clemens 675. But right now I'm headed up north, and I'm almost to Saginaw, and I'm on the 575 Saginaw repeater. So there is almost coverage from Toledo all the way up to Sheboygan. There's some dead spots sort of north of sort of Grayling, Gaylord area, but when you hear somebody that's from Cadillac or whatever chiming in, it's not because you got an awesome radio, it's just because they're on the same network, and that took me a little while to figure out.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it took me a little while there, but I got that figured out. It took me a little while. I know there's a repeater in Mayville. I found out there's a repeater in Mayville. I used to hang out up around Mayville, in Mayville there, for a bit. But my friend Frank out here, 902, he makes trips up to Alpena and Petoskey and stuff, and he'd be able, there's repeaters up around there. Is there the, go ahead.
So I think north, so I'm right on top of the Zilwaukee Bridge right now, literally on top of the bridge. So the Saginaw repeater, my experience has been it gets you to probably about, I don't know, 8 to 10 miles north of 10, because I take a left, I head west on 10 to go to Mount Pleasant where our farm's at. So that's where I lose it. So there's a gap But once you get farther north, the Sheboygan 675 repeater kicks in, and you can pick it back up. So there's a gentleman that, Sheboygan Bob, we talk to him all the time, and he's on here, and he's always good for the weather reports up north, and it's a good chat. So, but yeah, every once in a while, propagation will get bananas, and I'll pick up somebody in Wisconsin across the lake that'll be hitting that Sheboygan repeater, and I'll be down, you know, at my house in Rochester. It's crazy.
Looking, Bob is monitoring.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah, right. I heard signals coming from Florida, and a couple times I heard through the repeaters from Great Britain or something. I remember sometime back, and yeah, I know who you're talking about, Sheboygan Bob. I think you said Sheboygan Bob, but yeah, that must be the guy that I hear that comes in from Sheboygan. He says, you know, tells what the weather is and everything like that. If you could do me a favor, I try not to be ignorant here. Can you give me your first personal again in your call letters? I'm writing this stuff down as I go. There, Roger.
Yeah, TSL. Yeah, my name is Ben. Call sign WROL 464.
Okay, Ben. Like I said, appreciate it. Good to meet you. My friend Frank out there, I'm not sure. He'd probably like to ask you a few questions about the repeaters up in Alpena and everything. But before I do, is the major repeater active there?
Sean would know for sure, but yeah, the 600 Mayville was connected. And there's also one just west of Mount Pleasant that also is connected and is escaping me. The repeater's escaping me. But every once in a while, I'll get guys from there too. It's the bigger the network gets, the more people we can talk to. It's fun. It's a good time. And I did hear Bob out there. He's out there monitoring. So hi, Bob.
Hi, 50.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, Ben, that repeater is Barrington 550. And I've talked on that one and caught the Mayville 550 and got into MI8 that way and talked to somebody down by Ypsilanti. So sometimes the repeaters link, but not usually. I know I was up there over Thanksgiving and couldn't key it up, but yeah, that's Barrington 550.
Yep, that's right. I couldn't remember, but it is Barrington, and it's not that far from Mount Pleasant. So our barn, I've got a pretty good sized GMRS antenna up on the roof, of a steel roof, and I'm able to hit a lot. It's great, but yeah, Barrington 550, that's for sure. Over.
Yeah, I get it in Farwell. At my property, which is between Clare and Mount Pleasant. In Clare, very good in Mount Pleasant, so it's a good footprint repeater. WRFX 966.
WSFX 401.
Guys, sir, if you would turn off your Roger beep there, we'd deeply appreciate it. Here in monitoring, good afternoon, gentlemen. Everyone be safe out there. As always, if you need anything up this way, give me a holler. WRZP 544. Go ahead, break the channel, sure, sir.
WSFX 401. Sorry about that. It's been a Roger beep. You guys hear me out there?
Roger that. Abby Lima Charlie up here in Sheboygan County. Nothing but a thing there, brother. It happens to us all. and programming buttons get smaller and smaller. What's the 20 on you, and what's the first personal there, sir?
All right, first personal is Kevin. New this, getting my license about a week, and I'm down here in Brownstown, Flat Rock, kind of downriver area.
Do that. Well, welcome to the MI8 network there. If you've been copying the mail, you can go online there to mi8.sys and learn everything you need to know about the old network and repeater system through Michigan here, Roger.
All right, thank you much. I think I'm going to go inside and break these protocols. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You and yours be safe. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WROC 562, RZP 544. Go ahead, radio check.
I'm just checking my radio for any case. I'm going to be on standby.
Do that. Just for your information, sir, you were staticky but readable. Enjoy your GMRS experience. WRZP 544.
WRPV 448, monitoring, welcome newbies. You'll find plenty of help and good people on this network. WRPV 448, clear.
Station 464, you still out there?
Yep, I'm here, Jack. I'm just about to get head towards Midland, though, so I may lose you.
No problem. How did you do the first day? You get anything the first day?
I did not. My father-in-law took a nice buck on bow, and then my next-door neighbor took two. My son came home for a break from school. He was out in the blind pretty much the whole time, and he got skunked. But it's never a bad time being out in the woods. So it was fun. Me and Mel got shut out. I didn't get out a ton, but friends that did, and I'm already starting to get the spoils of their wins. I got sausage and some backstraps just a couple days ago, in fact.
I'm glad to hear that. That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, Ben. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Keep in touch. WIUG is waiting.
Okay, sir. You take care of yourself. I got to come back from work. I owe you a breakfast. ROL 464. Standing by.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's nothing. We're still best friends.
Roger, Roger. Take care. You guys have a great weekend. I'm probably going to lose y'all, so we'll catch you. I'll be able to hear you again at the farm off the Barrington repeater for sure. WROL 464, clear.
WRFK 359 for radio check.
would always sound bad. It doesn't sound good. Roger?
What now?
I'm just joking. Roger. Robert always sound good. Roger?
Roger. Hey, I got a quick fishing joke for you. If you got time for it, it's a short one.
Yeah, go ahead, make it fast because I'm almost at my destination. WIUG 48.
All right, there's a game warden who was walking down the trail, and he came across this guy who's carrying two buckets of fish, and the guy, he stopped him, and he said, where are you going with those fishes? And the guy says, oh, I didn't catch these. These are my pets. I take them down every night to the lake, and I dump them in there, and I whistle, and they come back to me. And the guy says, oh, sure, it does. Show me. So he goes down to the lake, jumps in there. He cleans his hands off, and the cop says, well, are you going to whistle? A whistle for what? Just to make your fish come back. What fish?
That is a really joke. All right, Bob. Take care, buddy. Have a good evening, anyhow. WIUG 48.
USFP 308, we're laughing over here. Yeah, WSFP 308, we're laughing over here. That was good, thank you. And Jack, we always like the way you say Roger. Roger?
Sure. Hey, guys, take care. WIUG 48.
WS Flint Town 308, standing by.
WS EYA 42 mobile.
WSDQ 951 monitoring.
KLZ 42. KLZY 842 eastbound 21.
thing on Fox Trot 902.
WSGC 426 monitoring the channel.
WSES 772 mobile and monitoring.
WSFW 932, this is WSGC 426. WSFW 932, this is WSGC 426.
WRZI 227 mobile and monitoring.
WFCN 887, this is WSBS 311, do you copy? WSBS 311 clear.
WSEI
783, monitoring, and mobile. Station 421, WIUG. Wait in, copy. The ING, wait in, is clear.
URUG 488, WRTX 957.
IUG 488, go ahead there, 957.
Hey, well, someone keeps keying up, so I'm waiting for them to get done playing with their microphone.
What's up with that? Your microphone is not that good?
I don't know. Can you keep it warm or what?
You know what? I had to go outside and rake the leaf where I go in and go out, you know, from that back door. That guy next door, he had so much leaves that he don't clean them or nothing. He just let them fly away. Roger?
Yep, yep. I've been working a little bit later this week. But, yeah, I'll have to give you a call later. But, heard you talking to, I think it was Sheboygan Bob was out there the other night. I heard you talking.
That is the best guy we have out that way, Roger.
Well, he's the only guy out there. Of course he's the best. He's the only one.
The only best man out there.
Yep. Well, I don't know. It's pretty quiet out here for a Friday night. I thought I'd hear all kinds of people talking today.
We were out there this afternoon, about four or five of them. Sean was out there. 464 was out there. And another two out there. I don't know who they are, but they're very nice people out there. The new ones. Two new ones. Roger?
Out here. Roger. Some new ones. Oh, there's always some new ones. There'll probably be a lot more new ones after Christmas. They bust open them bullfangs under the Christmas tree.
That's what's gonna happen. It happened last year to us. And everybody comes, three, four people jump in a minute. I don't even know what to answer. That poor guy, Don, was out there. He cannot know what he's doing.
Who's the other guy out there? Someone keyed up.
I don't know. 544. Bob, you out there?
It'll be on.
S218.
copy.
Station 218. You don't sound that good. I know you're driving, but I don't know how what mile mark are you? Maybe you're driving about 80 miles an hour. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. We're heading back to Ypsilanti. We're just leaving Tecumseh. Just leaving Tecumseh in Lenawee County. Over.
Now you're sounding good. Roger.
Copy that. I had to wait for the traffic to clear up. Head out. We got a clean shot now. We're about... Oh, just south of Milan right now. Go ahead.
Are you on 94 or 96?
I'm on the back road. Ridge Highway. Ridge Highway to Stony Creek. In the Ypsilanti. Over.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you sound good. You're not cutting off that much like you used to, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. You got this silly Jody boy keying up. Maybe I'm making it over, I don't know. It's flat land out here, so the signal travels pretty good. Go ahead.
Take it easy out there on the road. Drive safe. Take care. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right, we'll pack that later when we get home. Bust through the garbage on the base station, then we'll put the harvest. WIZX 218. And we're standing by the mobile in Milan, Michigan.
I guess WRKR 630 and I get done tonight. WRKR 630, stand by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRKR 630, monitoring.
WRZX 218, you got a copy 544, over. Roger, I'm in the mobile, out in the country here, trying to make it through, go ahead.
You're making it through just fine. I have you Lima Charlie on this end. How's the roads and weather down there?
Oh, it's clear as a bell. It's clear as a bell down here. A little wind cutting through here, but other than that, not too bad. Over 27 degrees.
Roger that. With the wind chill, we're at 9 degrees here. Snow's pretty much stopped everything from the bridge south of me past Gaylord. I haven't seen anything on the radar. So all systems go here, brother. So wherever you're going, be safe.
Roger that. Yeah, we got about another 20 minutes. We'll be home. I don't drive out in the dark too much no more since I retired. It's a little bit different. All right, we'll talk after later, Bob. WRZX 218. We're standing by in the mobile.
You take care, and best of my home to you and yours there, brother. We'll do it again later this evening, I'm sure. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring and network.
WRKR 630 radio check.
I got you, 630. Sound okay, just a little noise in the background back to you.
Well, roger on that. I just wonder if this thing's still working.
You're working. You're off. You're running off the Detroit repeater too, I believe, right?
Yeah, Roger, run off the Detroit repeater.
Copy that. Me too.
Roger, I was calling out there earlier. No one's answering, so I was just wondering if this thing was actually working.
Yeah, I got you pretty good now. I was out in the country, it's flat, but when you get in between some buildings and twisty turnies on the road, I lose reception, so I probably didn't hear you clear enough to answer back.
Okay, I appreciate the answer, but I was just wondering if this thing was still working, man.
Yeah, you're good. It's all golden on your end. I can hear you. Take it easy. We're almost back at the homestead. WRZX218, and we're standing by in the mobile downtown Ypsilanti.
All right, 218, we got you in Belleville. 630, we're out.
Bye, Joe.
after that, couldn't have said it any better myself.
Well, I'll let you folks get back to it and enjoy your evening. I was just out here playing around and wanted to see if the equipment still worked, but obviously it does. I thank you for coming back, Bob.
Do that. It's a pleasure having you in our living room this evening. As always, you and yours be safe. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Clear on your final.
You folks have a great evening, and as you said, it's always nice to hear from you. WQZJ 969, clear monitoring.
WRZB 544-448, Kurt, are you by the frequency?
WRPB 448, Bob, was that for me?
It was, sir. I don't want to disturb you, but how's that new radio going, brother?
Well, I just got the battery charged on it, made a new little spot for it next to all my CV equipment. On the right side of my table, and on the left side of my table is all my GMR stuff. Yeah, this thing will read just about everything. It's got waterfall display on it. It's got touchpad on the front. It's ATS-25 Max Decoder 2. I'm obviously going to be listening to it tonight as it gets darker. Over.
My friend, well, enjoy that. Have a good minute. At the RZT 544, clear monitoring on your final.
Yeah, Bob, you were chopping out a little bit just now. I caught most of it. This is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. I will be clear and monitoring. Bob, have yourself a good night. Take care.
WRZL 736 monitoring.
WSFD 355,
monitoring.
Three five five. Good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
I'll do one. I just got my GMRS license probably a couple weeks ago. Just starting how to talk. I was listening and then trying to learn etiquette.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to the service. It's a pretty good system here, and all the folks that are on here are pretty nice and respectful. So, you'll fit in nicely. If you make an error, nobody's going to shoot you. You know, we'll make sure you know about it, though. Like I said, it's done kindly and respectfully. First person on here is Paige, Papa Alpha, India Golf Echo, and I'm mobile in Saginaw right now.
Yeah, mobile as well. Just traveling back to Hemlock. I'll probably lose repeater connection when I pass pass shields.
I'm actually headed in that same direction right now. I'm headed out somewhere like just northwest of Thomas Township there to pick up an Uber ride. I get pretty good coverage most of the way out that way, though.
Heck yeah, I'm on a little Baofeng GM 15 Pro handheld. It's been doing pretty good so far. I can hear the repeater from all the way out in Hemlock and everybody around.
Yeah, using a handheld, you probably cut out around there. I'm using a mobile, and the Saginaw machine does pretty good. The Mayville one does real good. Bay City is kind of, hit or miss on that one.
Haven't tried any of the other repeaters yet, just currently Saginaw. Haven't made it down to Bay City to really try yet. Because I really don't know the range on these little mobile handhelds. I've been using them for hunting type stuff, but just kind of figured I'd get into the community and stuff.
Got a Motorola HT that I can hit the Mayville machine with. Bay City, sometimes I have a problem hitting it even with the mobile. It doesn't have a very good footprint on it. And then going south, we got one in Flint that's hooked up. We got a Detroit one. We got Mount Clemens, if you ever travel down that way.
Is there any up north that are of note?
Down in.
Somewhere up that way. I'm going to stand by for a second, let that other station try to get in one more time.
RZP 544, copy in the mail. Good evening to you both, and welcome to the MIH system. The furthest repeater up here north is in Sheboygan County.
I'll make note of that and program it into my radio so whenever I go up north and stuff, I can use the repeater up there.
See that? Just my 2 cents for you. I want to welcome you to the MIH system here. If you haven't looked online, it's MIH.sys. And you see all the repeaters, tones, frequency, hovers, so
I'll go ahead and clear out of your conversation. 821, as always, you mobile safely, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Hey, Bob, you're always welcome to jump in there and say hello. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810. Hope you're having a good night and getting out from under that snow up there.
Your Roger, all systems go here at the Alpha Z, my friend. I'll butt out of your conversation and monitor, and hopefully later this evening, we hope to have a couple round-robin sessions. WRZP 544, gentlemen, I am monitoring. Thank you.
All right, Bob, you have a good night there. Pleasure saying hello to you again, as always. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, he was here. We're going to turn back over to 355 there. Right now, just for reference there, 355, I'm on Gratiot, just coming over the bridge into Shields right now.
We're just crossing West 46 in Washington, and thank you to Bob for the welcome. Yep.
Okay, you're at 46 in Washington. You just came from where I just was.
It seems like we're following behind you, then.
If you were to take a left on Washington, go down about 7-8 miles, that's where I live. So I just came up Washington. I actually just missed 46 because I cut across on, I don't even know what the heck the name of that road is there. Brings me over that southernmost bridge coming into Saginaw.
Cool, cool. Well, we're about to fill up, and I'm going to clear frequency. This is WSFZ 335.
All righty, sounds good. Pleasure making your acquaintance. Again, welcome to the network, and we'll be looking forward to doing it again sometime. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile. We'll be monitoring. Okay, 335, if you're still monitoring, just so you're aware, on 46 here, if you cross over River Road about a half a mile down, you got a couple of you-know-whats taking a look at you there.
Appreciate the warning, thank you.
Absolutely.